Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Listen to your program every morning and enjoy what I hear. That's very nice. Thank you very much, Doug Steffen. The reason I'm here is because I haven't got anything better to do at this hour of the day. I figured I'd come hang around with a few of my friends like Roberta Fasanelli, Mitch McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and oh, gee, by the way, maybe 3 or 4 million other people might enjoy our conversation. Just a little round table. The table is getting smaller, Immigration Department says. We have now taken an historic turn, and the more Mexicans are leaving than coming. Now, I'm trying to figure out by looking at this story that's in the New York Times today, whether or not this is a study not done by the government, although the government says yes to this, but the government would say yes to it because it makes the government look good. The study was done by the Pew Research Center, finds that the wave of immigration, people coming here, and it isn't just illegal, but most of the focus is on Mexican immigrants, and most of them, frankly, come here illegally. So what else? How else do you glean the subject matter? This is a shift. First time since the 1970s that fewer Mexicans came into America and then stayed than those who went home. The reversal is primary results, so they say, in the unfriendly atmosphere that Mexicans find when they come here. Really? Well, there's a question that comes on whether you're here legal or illegally, and unless you've got some brand on your shirt, we don't know, we collectively, it isn't known where you whether you're here legally or illegally. And unfortunately, the way the news media is today, and maybe even the practical implications of what reality is, we assume all too often incorrectly that everybody who's here that comes from Mexico or speaks with a Spanish accent is here illegally, which is kind of too bad because it spoils it for the people who are illegally. But it leaves a bad taste. The whole immigration system leaves a bad taste in my mouth, and it leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
It's just like anything else. The few bad ones.
Yep, spoil it.
Spoil it for the, so whether we're talking about cops or.
This is along the same lines as earlier this morning I read a letter from my neighbor across the street who's Muslim, aimed at the Muslim community and the Christo or the entire world community, basically proclaiming that he and his friends and anybody in their right mind is so opposed to what these nutbirds are doing that the Daesh, we're calling them now, no more ISIS, ISIM,
Daesh.
ISIL, Daesh. So these people.
What does that mean?
Daesh is.
It's a negative reference to. Go ahead, Richie.
Instead of saying ISIS, where you actually say Islamic State, they don't want to give them credibility by calling them a state. They are not a state.
No, they aren't.
So there's a
murder
translation for the terrorist group called Daesh. And it sounds like another word in Arabic that means trampled on. And the ISIS guys can't stand it when they're referred to as Daesh. So we're going to start calling them that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like
Daesh.
That.
All right. So anyway, back to the business of immigration. Does this take steam out of the Republican candidates focusing on the immigration problem? Because this, and I'm wondering now, my cynical mind is going to work, who paid for this? Is this something that comes out of some Mexican group that wants to make it look like the Republicans are whistling Dixie? You know, there are a number of people. The problem is that now on the Mexican border, we have another factor. We have Syrians. There are two separate reports this week.
We don't now have it. We've always had this factor.
Yeah.
It's just the less talked about one is this is how these people that did the Paris attacks can get into our country.
Well, and this is how they're aiming in our circumstance, Richie. Two separate reports this week of Syrians detained at the border. Other Middle Eastern men nabbed with smugglers in Arizona who got across. On Monday of this week, five Pakistanis and one Afghan were nabbed in Arizona. And let's see, who we got some people with doctored Greek passports coming through Honduras.
I'm watching
on their way up here.
Last night, there with my wife, and she's watching the news on one of the Spanish channels. Forget which one it was, but and they're doing a story about how one of the Paris attackers left Ecuador, bribed a passport official to get through. It was a woman using a man's passport.
Oh, goodness.
And for 4,000 pesos, which is about 1,800 bucks or something like that, was, stamp, boom, you're on through, got through to Colombia, and then went to Europe from Colombia. So they had a big shakedown recently in Colombia where 50 immigration employees were arrested because they were on this big bribery chain. So, and if that's happening in Colombia, which is kind of in between a second and a third world, you know, what do you think's happening in other African countries and South American countries where a bribe can get anybody anything they want?
Pretty cool. I'm not pretty cool, but it's pretty amazing to think it through that way.
Letting in Syrian refugees or not letting in Syrian refugees, what you're saying basically is not going to make a difference. Because if they want to get in, if the terrorists want to get in, they're going to get in any way they can.
Well, but it's a symbol.
But why make it easy for them?
It's exactly. It's a symbol. The public doesn't. The symbolism has not gone deaf and dumb on either Republicans or Democrats.
And it's easy for them.
This is a symbol.
It's easy for them to get in right now, Roberta, because we have nothing stopping them.
No, really. It's porous borders. Whew, man. Okay. So here's another issue that will make your blood boil. Your eyeballs go to the back of your head. When I first saw this, I had a hard time containing my irritation. The story from Florida that a 9-year-old boy was thrown out of school for sending what the school authority said was a love note. He was charged with sexual offenses. 9 years old. He likes a girl. How many of us in the ninth grade or at 9 years of age, whenever, sent a note to a girl? I remember in the fifth grade, and that would have been about, I was nine. Her name was Valerie, and she had, the day I sent her a note, she had on a green and red dress. That's how vividly I remember it. In the fifth grade.
That was like your first crush?
Valerie, I think, was my first crush. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. So I would have been thrown, had I done, had the rules been in effect that are in effect today, I would have been thrown out of school for sending this note to Valerie. And I don't even remember what I said in the note.
Say, what did you write in the note?
I'm trying to remember. All I remember was the dress she had
on. Do you like cow manure?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like cows?
The dilemma today is do those love notes go in the form of a text, and are they sexting?
At 9 years old?
But this
nine-year-olds today.
This was an actual note, the mother says.
It was.
A sweet.
Yeah, kind, sweet little note.
Note to his crush.
Yeah. At 9 years old. Good God, what are we coming to? Is nobody exercising any kind of common sense anywhere?
Makes you wonder.
Well, he said shortly after he sent the note, other students started teasing her son about wanting to see the girl naked. And that's when the principal jumped in.
But that wasn't his doing, though.
No,
he didn't send her a note that said, I want to see you naked. That wasn't the part of the deal at all.
She says, my son doesn't even know what sexual harassment means.
Doesn't even know what being naked means, probably. He was like me. I don't know what that...
Well, nine-year-olds run around naked
like
in the house all
Valerie
the time.
Valerie, because she wore a green and red dress, and she had pigtails. That's what I remember about her. And she had on, not the kind of shoes that had the little strap over them. And she used to wear white socks.
I think they're called Mary Janes. Is that what it was?
They call
Mary Janes, yeah.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
I remember.
How'd that work out for you, by the way? Did you get the girl?
She didn't.
Did you guys date? Were you truly madly in love?
No, she didn't like me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was the manure.
No, I don't
must have been.
Yeah, maybe that was it. 43 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a story about your hair and how to keep it. Oh, your hair is gone. You want to get it back again? This is not a far-fetched idea. This is not just advertising with no principle. I've been talking about Provia on the air for a couple of years. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. I use it myself. And I dare say that there are places in my head where you would see more hair than you did a year or so ago. Richie, if you were to examine.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
And
good for
so.
You.
And I don't use Provia every day. I use it when I feel the need. There are two Provias. You get them both. So let's get to work on your hair. 800-525-8319. Better yet, I give you the information. You get to work on saving your hair by calling and ordering Provia and get the incredible super concentrate. Comes along, you'll get noticeable results. This is two for the price of one, as it were. 800-525-8319. That is Provia. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319. Best thing about this is it's all natural.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic gold medal winning goaltender was a six-time All-Star. Famous for the eagles on his goalie mask, he won two Vezina trophies and helped bring the Stanley Cup to Dallas in 1999.
It's in Belfour's glove, I don't believe it! How in the world did he make that save?
So where is Ed Belfour now? Eddie the Eagle has always had a passion for muscle cars and hot rods. He spends most of his time repairing and customizing classic cars at his customization shop, Carmen Custom. Ed is proud to watch his son, Dane, between the pipes, currently playing for the University of Nebraska, Omaha. In 2011, Ed finally got the honor he so richly deserved.
Please welcome Ed Belfour, inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Eddie the Eagle, flying high. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Natural News is reporting that much of the natural soy protein used in foods, from your workout protein bars to baby formulas, is bathed in a toxic explosive chemical solvent called hexane. Hexane is a neurotoxic substance that's a byproduct of gasoline refining. Products such as Clif Bars, with the label made with organic oats and soybeans, are required by law to have 70% organic ingredients, but the remaining 30% can legally be contaminated with hexane. Not only is hexane used in most American soy-based products, but Martek Biosciences Corporation, which makes soy infant formula, suffered a wastewater explosion caused by hexane pollution. But fully organic soy products happily contain no hexane residues. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Prices are going up, and this time they're messing with your mind. Here's the social science of it.
I've seen the future. Can't afford it.
It's a twist on Weber's law, the just noticeable difference. When price increases are small, spread out over time, we hardly pay them any attention. Your brain never adds up all the little increases. Today's price increases are different. They're big. And then another big jump hits before we can forget the last big increase. When price increases are obvious, they bug us both financially and psychologically. What's the cheap psychological trick? You may feel out of control, but you have more control than you think. When you cut back, no matter the reason, focus on the savings no matter how small, and you'll find yourself dealing with bad times better, which aren't your fault. What do you think about this one? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Sound Drop is musical geometry. Draw lines to create music. Is this just a free waste of time? Sound Drop.
Struck out.
The Movie Men's Big Hero 6 second review starts now.
A delightfully puntastic adventure for the family. Call her the kids and see Mr. Peabody and Sherman. I'm in.
He's in.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Disney's Big Hero 6 from the creators of Frozen and Wreck-It Ralph in 3D November 7th.
47 past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta, Richie, and Kenny and I, time now for Doug's Daily Rant. Roberta said to me a minute ago, you didn't rant already? No. This is a planned rant. The Remember when we first started talking about Frankenfood and the impact of Frankenfood on our diet and what was available? Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, you'll be happy to know that the United States government, in the approval department at the Food and Drug Administration, have told us all it's swell to eat what's been described as Frankenfish.
Frankenfish.
Frankenfish is a genetically modified salmon that the FDA says is really good for you, safe to eat, even though this genetically modified salmon grows twice as fast as regular salmon, and the fish itself weighs twice as much as a regular salmon. The approval of this has been fiercely opposed by most consumer and environmental groups, most food safety experts. Most of the studies say that whatever decisions were made were based on inadequate facts, and that the wild salmon populations will probably be affected by this genetically, because the fish, the way they're growing them, are likely to escape into oceans and rivers and populate with a regular salmon, thus getting have gone way beyond what is palpable. It is so obvious, and their arrogance, my God. They said the head of the FDA, the Food and Water Group, said that this is a game changer, brings healthy and nutritious food to consumers in a responsible way without damaging the ocean and other marine habitats, when every other study says exactly the opposite.
Oh, boy.
The executive director of Food and Water Watch, a woman named Winona Hutter, says that this is tragedy. This is the end of the Pacific Chinook salmon. That's where most of the good salmon comes from, the cold waters of the Northwest. And so that's where they're growing these new fangled fish. And FDA says, now, don't worry, no harm to the environment. Yeah, not going to worry about getting in with the other fish. No big deal. This is all going to be swell. And guess who's in charge of having created the idea? I know you'll find this hard to believe.
Who?
Comes from Cargill, which is a cousin of Monsanto, which
there
is a cousin of ADM.
They make all your McDonald's burger meat and chicken.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
So there you go, boys and girls.
The poisoning of America.
Eat healthy. How do you know whether that's the other thing? Monsanto doesn't want you to know where the stuff comes from. No labels. So you go over the store, you think you're getting a good salmon, piece of salmon. Man, what a crazy place this world is. 51 after.